here. Is this new?
It happens sometimes.
Pyrotechnics.
Are we all ready?
Okay.
We are joined at the Media Center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Erica Enders. Erica ran a 6.506 at 211.86 miles per hour during its second qualifying session. Erica, you laid down a really nice pass. Did you expect that number up on the board?
I think we were kind of shooting for a 51, and my crew chief joked that we broke out a little bit, but seeing my teammate Jed Coughlin go to the pole position right in front of me, my crew chiefs both radioed back that, you know, if I stayed shallow and hit my shifts, that we were going to be back in the number one spot. So hearing the confidence, and I keep talking about them being confident, but it means a lot to me, and then I got chill bumps talking about it, but it just reminds me of 2015, and so we have a really great race car, and it's just my job to drive it the best that I can. So hopefully we're able to do that for these last four races.
You talked about Jeg. You talked about the relationship between you a lot. Have you learned much from Jeg as being teammates?
Yes. Jeg is, first of all, I was a fan before we were ever teammates, growing up watching him. And, you know, in my opinion, he's probably one of the best drivers the sport has ever seen. I don't care what class you talk about. So he's pretty awesome. So to be able to drive alongside of him, it means a lot to me. He helped me at the very beginning of my pro stock career, not even being my friend, you know what I mean? But he just stepped up and helped me learn, and he made me a better driver. So getting to be teammates with him and sharing data as far as clutch pedal setup and whatnot for race day, it's pretty cool. And we're just a couple thousandths off of each other, you know, what we think on setup. So it's really an honor to drive alongside of him.
You talked about in 2015. In 2015, you won here, and that's your most recent championship run. And you've also just had a really great car throughout the season. So does this feel like 2015 to you?
It does. It definitely does. And I had that thought before we fired up for Q2 here tonight. So, yeah, in 2015, Charlotte was the first race of the countdown. We were able to get that win here, and it started our countdown off on the right foot. And we won a few more races throughout the countdown and secured our second championship. So it's all about momentum and being able to get through the valleys. And since 2015, we haven't really been great. We've been mediocre at best, and we all stuck together, and my guys just kept working at it. And I think it makes us stronger. It makes us better. And to be in the position that we are right now with four races left for the championship chase, just knowing what we're capable of in high-pressure situations, I wouldn't want to go to battle with anybody else. So it does feel very similar to 15, and I'm loving it right now.
Questions for media?
Adam Turner from Speed Sport. Very simple question. Do you think you're peaking at the right time in the countdown?
I definitely do. You know, we struggled a little bit at the beginning of the year and made some pretty significant changes, but things just seem to be coming together at the right time. All season long, I wish that we would have run better and positioned ourselves better going into the countdown, but, you know, you can't change the past, and it feels really nice to be able to peak when we need to peak. So these six races are really the only ones that matter. If you can get yourself in the top 10, this is where you got to bring your A game. So I'm very thankful for that.
Hi, Erica.
Hey.
RacingDay.com. You mentioned about 2015 and that crew. How many of the crew that you had then are with you now?
All of them. I have my same core group, and it's just really awesome because what we went through together in 2016, you know, not really being certain if we were going to qualify when we rolled on the property to where we are at this moment right now, I feel like those bad times would have torn a lot of teams apart, but it made us stronger. So I have my same exact core group of guys, and they're my family. I spend more time with them than I do my own family, minus my sister, because she's here too. So, but they're awesome, and I'm really lucky to have them.
Hey, Erica.
Hi.
We were lucky enough to work with you to do some promo in this building last year when you won. It was a long time to get another win, and the ecstatic emotions that you all outpoured were pretty cool. You've made a career out of living with your left foot. Does a win coming into this and knowing that you've won here only 12 months, 15 months ago, does that help you concentrate more on your left foot because you've won championships with your left foot?
Thank you. And yeah, it does. I mean, I know right now that I have a really great race car. We have the car to beat, and it's up to me. So that's a little bit more added pressure, but I'll take it for sure. But I struggled a little bit as a driver last weekend. I just kind of felt like I was behind the eight ball after round one and just kind of chased it all day. So my guys carried me last week. I wasn't terrible, but I wasn't in my normal form. So my goal coming in here was to just go back to the basics of what I do with my clutch pedal and setup wise. So that's where we started here. And winning here, the next few races on tour, Charlotte's one of my favorites. The fact that we've had some success here in the past, it brings back those memories. Obviously, we have a lot of great data from this racetrack. My crew chiefs are confident here. Heading to Dallas next, same deal. Vegas is a place that we won probably more rounds of racing than we've won on any other track on tour combined in the last 15 years. So Vegas is great to me, too. So I'm really glad that our good tracks are tracks with a lot of data and a lot of past success and lucky tracks for me. I'm glad that they're up next on the tour, but Charlotte certainly means a lot to me. It's one of the nicest tracks on our circuit, and hopeful to park it in the winner's circle again on Sunday. We have some stout competition, and it's a tall order, but we're up for the challenge.
Well, it's not top out of the
street. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.